call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Kia ora, Rachel. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. And there is plenty going on over in your corner. I say corner of the world, but really we're the same corner of the world, aren't we?
Basically. On your... You're just a little bit further in the corner.
Yeah. Your side of the ditch. I see that, just to go back to politics, because there's always something happening in politics over there, just as there is here, but a controversial politician, Pauline Hanson, whose political party has been dealt quite a massive blow after Senator Brian Burston just quit on Thursday.
Yeah, so Pauline Hanson's basically our Donald Trump, except a little bit less successful. So
there's always
she's
one.
She's kind of the right-wing populist figure, and she's very anti-immigration and kind of relies on this Aussie battler persona. And her party, One Nation, has just been losing members left, right and centre. And she got herself into a personal feud with another one of her senators this week. And he's now left the party.
So that means they've only got two Senate members left.
Yeah, yeah. So they were supposed to be a bit of a... hold quite a bit of a balance of power in the Senate and have a lot of power in there and in the Queensland, the state of Queensland as well. But then they completely tanked in the Queensland state election, and now they've lost two members to personal feuds with Pauline, the leader of the party, one to the dual citizenship saga, and one went bankrupt and got kicked out.
Oh, wow. So do you think there's going to be... there's only two left, so do you think the party's going to, you know, stay in Parliament at all, or are they going to be gone soon?
Well, it's hard to say because they were sort of we were sort of thinking that they were going to have quite a lot of power in Queensland, that they were really gaining traction because I guess people are so politically divided at the moment. Mm. But then that didn't seem to work. So it'll be really interesting to see how the far right votes in the next federal election and whether she can even retain her seat, let alone get power
another
for her
one.
Party.
Yeah, extremely volatile situation. Victims of institutional child abuse are receiving a formal apology from the government this year after we talked about that Royal Commission into the Abuse a couple of weeks ago, I think, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah. So it's been one of the big news stories coming across the past few weeks or for a long time. We've been having a Royal Commission into institutional child abuse, and basically the focus has been mainly on the Catholic Church, but we've also looked into things like the Defence Force. And the government has announced that in October it will be giving a formal national-wide apology, which is quite similar to the one that was given to the Stolen Generation Indigenous people about 10 years ago.
Right.
And it's one of about 104 different recommendations that they're going to be taking on and implementing to try and, I guess, heal the damage that's been done in a whole bunch of institutions.
Will
and
there be
try and
more
stop things
than,
like this from happening again.
Will there be more than an apology that is offered?
Yeah, so things like a National Office for Child Safety are sort of happening, and there's also a National Redress Scheme, which is a massive system that's been set up where government institutions and any institutions that sign on, so churches, charity organisations, they sign up and then they can offer compensation and support to victims who come forward.
Awesome. Oh, well, I hope that all goes well then. And it's very interesting to see governments have to apologise for previous mistakes, isn't it? So hopefully that is done in a good way. Moving back to Queensland, they've updated their legislation that has previously forced transgender people to divorce before legally even changing their genders.
Yeah, so this is sort of a law that we've had back in the days before same-sex marriage was legal, that to avoid same-sex marriage becoming legal when somebody changes gender, you had to divorce before you got your gender legally changed. And
right.
A lot of people thought that when we legalised same-sex marriage that would just sort of disappear, but it really hasn't. It's sort of stuck around and states have slowly been changing it. So Queensland's done that this week, but there's still, I think, Northern Territory and Tasmania still are yet to do it. So people can marry somebody of the same gender, but if they're already married to somebody who's transgender, then they have to divorce for basically no reason.
Yeah. So do you think that Tasmania and, do you say Northern Territory will follow suit, or is...
Yeah, I think they will, mainly because I believe that they are legally bound to by federal legislation that came in just after the marriage equality vote. But, I think they will face sanctions if they don't get around to it, but they've sort of made no progress on that yet. So people in those states will be waiting probably quite impatiently at the moment.
Yeah, and I suppose it takes a little while to sort of figure out those technicalities, so hopefully that gets done very quickly. Thank you very much for joining us, Rachel. There's always plenty going on, and I look forward to chatting to you next week.
Yeah, all right, see ya.
See you later.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.